Christmas, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! We'll jump right into it. Thank you for tuning in. We are rounding out with day 5 of our devotional plan in the Bible app titled Unto Us, Celebrating the Arrival of Jesus. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to read the Devo, because if you're watching and you're not listening, just on a normal podcast, Tori's holding Noah right now, and he is a Mr. Wiggleworm. So
he's actually doing great right now, so we'll see how it goes.
We'll see, but first, let's do our 25 days of Advent reading. God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary in the village of Nazareth. The angel said, "Greetings, the Lord has blessed you and is with you. You will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus. He will be called Son of the Most High and will reign forever. His kingdom will never end." The angel also said, "The Holy One to be born to you will be God's Son. Even your cousin Elizabeth is going to have a child in her old age. Nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May everything you've said come true." Then the angel left her. Mary hurried to visit her relative Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, the baby inside Elizabeth jumped for joy. Elizabeth told Mary that she was blessed because she believed that what the Lord said to her would really happen. Mary was engaged to a man named Joseph, but before they came together, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. The angel told him that Mary was to have a baby from God. Joseph was to name the baby Jesus, because he would save his people from their sins. He would also be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. At that time, a decree said that everyone had to go to his family's town to register. Joseph was from the family of David, so he and Mary went to Bethlehem, which was David's home. While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for the baby to be born, and Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Shepherds living out in the fields nearby were keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of angels from heaven appeared with the first angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to men with whom God is pleased." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. After the shepherds had seen Jesus, they told everyone around them what the angel had said. All who heard were amazed. The shepherds returned to their sheep, praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Mary knew these things were precious, and she thought about them often in her heart. On the eighth day, the baby was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was born. Sometime later, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Herod, who was the king, secretly questioned the wise men. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, where, according to what a prophet long ago had written, Christ was to be born. King Herod told the wise men to tell him when they found the child, so he could worship him too. Then they went on their way. The star the wise men had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. At the house, the wise men saw Jesus with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshiped him and gave him gifts of gold and incense and myrrh. God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to King Herod, so they returned home another way. The Lord also warned Joseph in a dream to take Jesus and Mary to Egypt to escape King Herod. They stayed in Egypt until Herod died. Soon after his birth, Joseph and Mary presented Jesus to the Lord at the temple in Jerusalem in keeping with the Jewish law. That day, a godly man named Simeon was in the temple. The Holy Spirit had told him that he would see the Messiah before he died. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God for keeping his promise. Simeon said, "I have seen the Savior you have given to the world. He is the light that will show God to the nations, and he will be the glory of your people." In day 25. God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him will live forever. Alrighty, the scripture is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and it says this: "Now may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again." The devotional is titled, "The Prince of Peace." Peace. It doesn't matter where we live or what we believe. We all desire peace because our souls long for it. We
oh gosh, buddy, I'm just trying to read the Diva, okay?
Okay. Because our souls long for it, we attempt to attain it in a variety of ways, through people, leaders, finances, comfort, substances, etc. No matter how hard we try, we'll never have true and lasting peace until we meet the source of it. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. The Hebrew language defines it this way: Prince, or Sar, means prince, ruler, leader, official, or captain. And peace means shalom, which means completeness, soundness, welfare, peace, safety, with God in covenant relationship. When you put these two words together in a title, you have a leader who provides complete soundness, peace, and safety. Uh-oh. Guys, we're going to take a little intermission. Mike or Noah, just spit up. Where was I? I'm going to pick up with that paragraph again. When you put these two words together in a title, you have a leader who provides complete soundness, peace, and safety. How amazing is that? With one name, he's instantly different than any other human ruler we've ever seen on earth. When he came, he was clothed in God's peace. Jesus' peace invites a calmness into our lives no matter what's looming around us. He gives us peace during the trials of life and encourages us not to be troubled. He offers peace to us when we're on our personal journey with Christ until he returns. When fear threatens to overwhelm us, his peace calms us, guards us, and is beyond what our finite minds can fathom. Jesus, our Prince of Peace, is the only way we can have peace with God. When we say yes to Jesus and believe that he died and rose again, we are invited into a right relationship with him. He longs to be a restorer of relationships, and in doing so, we learn how to be peacemakers in a world that desperately needs it. No matter where you are in your journey with Christ, set aside some time today to ponder Jesus as your Prince of Peace. Anything you want to pick up and say after that reading, baby?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Noah.
So he's our Prince of Peace no matter what's going on, huh?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was slightly distracted, but what I did grab from it was that...
If you guys wonder why I've been doing a lot of the podcast solo for the several months, it's not that, by the way, this is not a knock on Noah at all. This is just one of those things where it's just hard to film with little ones. And mm-hmm. So typically Tori will be wrangling the little ones and I'll hop in here and do a Devo. And yeah, it's great.
Well, we hope that y'all have the merriest of merriest Christmases, and make sure to check out our main channel because we are announcing our massive giveaway. How many winners do we have?
I think 40? There's almost 40. There's like 38 or 40 or something like that.
Almost 40 winners. We're so excited. This is just our way to bless you guys for being such a blessing to us. And yeah.
It's going to be on our main channel, I think around like 12 p.m. Central Time. So just check in on that.
Yes, but we pray that your day is filled with joy and peace and love and family and all the things that Christmas is really all about, which is celebrating Jesus's arrival, our Savior, our King, our Lord. We love you guys.
Amen. Amen, y'all. Well, now's that perfect time to continue present to Lord. I forgot how it all goes.
Celebrating his birth.
Yes, yes. Do all the fun stuff. This is a funny episode.
We love you guys.
We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
Oh, I already said that.
We love you, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
We really love you guys.
Tot ziens.